The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. When I was praying and reflecting this particular gospel from Matthew, there's two words that struck me. One word was repeated seven times. I think it's seven times. The word is what? Can you guess? Receives. And then the other one is reward. So it's R and R. So don't think about rest and recuperation, okay? We're not resting today. We're talking about receives and reward. And to understand this particular gospel, let's look at the background of Matthew, why he wrote this particular passage, where it was based actually in the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are you. It seems that the tone of this particular gospel is Jesus is giving instruction to his disciples. So the audience here, especially the very first part, if you receive me, you will receive my Father. Jesus is giving an instruction to his disciples to receive what? To receive the instructions that God will help you. Because in the Old Testament or ancient times, if you receive Jesus at your home as a teacher, you also receive not just Jesus alone, but Jesus, his mom, his dad, and the Holy Spirit. So that's why the tone of our first reading, Elisha, was talking about hospitality, receiving the gift, receiving the grace. So it was written a long time ago, so what is it for us? My question is, what is your attitude toward receiving a gift? What is your attitude, or what is our attitude in receiving God's grace? Couple of things that I can come up with. When we pray, "Oh God, please give me this lottery so I can pay my debt. And if you won, thank God, and after a while, forget about God. Let's spend this money." And then also, sometimes, God is giving you all of these gifts, but all you have to say, or what you do, or what we do, "I don't want it. I don't want it." What I learned in life, if God gives you grace, if God gives us this many gifts, if God calls you to do something, you're in trap. You're not gonna win. So whatever you do, follow God's choice, because it will change your life, not the way we want, but God wants for us. But it takes time for us to wrap our head and accept it. So that is receiving. So also in our gospel, when you receive the grace of God, it feels like You are rewarded. You did something good, so I will reward you. Think about this. The Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, if you follow the law, you will be rewarded. That was the old ancient thinking. But for us today, yeah, we do and follow the law of God. But we do follow it just because God will be upset with us? I hope not. We follow the law because we have the grace to follow it, so that we are open to what is God was telling us. So R&R, receiving and rewarding. In the psychology of gift giving, and I read about this week, they made a study, especially Christmas time, that you will know how much people care about you and know you based on the gifts that you received. It's not the person, but the person is really thinking about who you are. And a couple of times, I remember I said, oh boy, my parents doesn't really know me. When I was a child, most of the gifts that I received, I don't want this, I want something else. But at the same time, thinking about it now, with that, it's not the case. The case is when you receive grace, when we receive gifts, there's maturity involved. When you were a child, you don't want those gifts. But as you mature, as an older person, you appreciate that more. R&R, receiving and rewarding. And a couple of stories that I can come up with, receiving and rewarding. I was invited by Marlene Moore and Randy to go to the Giving Bank last Monday because of the photo shoot. And Randy was sitting here, said, Father, you have to go back because you're not wearing your collar. And I said, oh boy. And what I was watching those people lighting up every single Monday in our Giving Bank, there's no judgment. We don't even know where they came from, who they are, but they're lining up. But for our people here at Holy Family, there is no judgment whatsoever, but to give gifts. And I learned this with my conversation with one of our parishioners last night. He came to me last year and said, Father, can you help me with my problem? My problem is I'm very judgmental. Oops. Thank you for that smile. I think this is relatable. I said, every time I come to church, I don't pray, but I sit there and judge people how they pray, where to pray, and where they're sitting, and how they wear their dresses, and whatsoever. And I said to him, last year, that must be so exhausting. How old are you? So if he's doing this for a long time, that is a waste of time. And I gave this advice. And I learned this here at Holy Family because we heard so many stories, good and bad, crisis, day in, day out. And I said to him, change your attitude or change your mindset. Change the word judgment to concern. If I judge you, that is so negative, and that's the end of our conversation. But if we use the word, I am concerned about you, what do you feel? It is more loving. Judging is so harsh. But if you use the word concern, like what Jesus did, Jesus never judged whoever in his life, whoever he encountered in life. It's not our fault to judge people, because our brains, you train your brains to judge. We can retrain our brains to be concerned. And I think that is what we can learn from each other. Receiving, rewarding, and concern. And it leads to the last word I want you to take home, starting with the letter G. What's up, G? It's not God, but it's gratitude. If you think about receiving, You've been rewarded. And then you will think about your life concerned with others. Your life, or our life, will be in gratitude. So, R&R, C, and G. Think about this and take it home. Now, I talked too much already. And as we celebrate the 4th of July, our country, we are grateful. We are also grateful for the concern of many people in our country who serve our country in the military, in our government, in our parish, at home. We are grateful to you. And as an immigrant here in this country, the graces, the gifts that I receive, a boy from the Philippines, now in South Pasadena, I think it's a good thing because I got to know you and you got to know me and we got to know each other in a level that is concerned, loving, and also as a family of faith. This 4th of July, what are the things that you are grateful for that this country gives us, and share that to other people to show your concern to one another? May God bless us all. Thank you.